Welcome to the Tech Data World podcast, the independent voice in aerospace, defense, and space technical information, covering all the news, reviews, gossip, opinion, software, standards, and specifications in the information production and deployment field.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to this week's TDW podcast. I'm Michael Ingledew, and I'm going to be looking after you for the next sort of 20 or 20 so minutes. I don't know. We'll see how long I waffle on for. Thank you to everybody who is sending in your kind thoughts and comments around our podcasts, and you're liking the way that we're producing these things now. But what is it I'm going to talk about this week? Well, as you know, I'm all about trying to make you successful with your technical information strategies. So I want to talk about Text Baby. Do you remember that song from the 80s? I think it was the 80s. It might have been the 90s, where they, they clearly weren't singing about text, but it works well for this particular podcast. Now, a question I get asked all of the time, especially when I'm advising clients around the use of things like S1000D or working with any structured languages: can we not just do this in an openly available, free of charge text editor? And I always take a deep intake of breath when I get asked these questions, because I always wonder why it is that we feel that we have to take shortcuts when it comes to trying to do something as important and as vital as delivering our technical information to our end customers. But so when I get asked this question, I always come back with a, yes, you can, but why would you? I try to understand the reasoning behind why somebody would want to use something like a text editor. Now, a text editor has a fundamental place and a fundamental role in any structured information toolkit. Do not deny the text editor a role within your arsenal of tools that you might want to use when we are working with structured information. That is because text editors are very good for us being able to open up, have a very quick look at some of the structured content that we might be working with, and those of us who can navigate the XML or the HTML tagging structures, we can see straight away if there are any problems within our information. We can do a quick search and replace if we want to, although lots of people get very, should we say, animated about doing that kind of thing in a text editor. But let's talk about some of the tools that I use in my arsenal of equipment when I come to working with structured information. And the first ones are free, but I'll talk about one that I use that is not free, and it might surprise you a little bit about what the tool is. But obviously you've got TextPad and you have Notepad++. Now, these are two very, very good tools that are out there that I've been using for many, many years for being able to open up very quickly any structured document, any structured piece of information that I think, you know, just warrants a quick look at the content. And I can navigate very quickly in, certainly Notepad++ presents the information in a nice, easy, legible way that you can then identify the source of any problems. Now, this can be achieved very quickly without the need to open up a heavy-hitting editing tool and all of their associated applications and any add-ons that you might have. You know, sometimes we open up our tools that that we are using, you know, whether it's FrameMaker, whether it's PTC Editor or any other tool. You know, often they are loading up other third-party add-ons that take time. And sometimes, you know, we need to have just speed and access to our information very, very quickly. So for those tools, I use pretty much TextPad and Notepad++. And yes, there are some other tools out there. In fact, if you go and Google text editors, Wikipedia has a full list of all of the text editors that are available to you. Yes, there are some other tools that I use, but these are the main tools that I use. And But the tool that I use the most, to be perfectly honest, is a fantastic tool that I've been using for years and years, and that's Adobe Dreamweaver. And yes, I know that it's a web development tool, and it's a very, very good web development tool, but it supports nicely the use of structured information. I can create style sheets. I can do all of these wonderful things in Dreamweaver, and it's presented in a way that is easy for my brain to actually engage with and look at and navigate around. Now, the problem with using these tools, now I know Dreamweaver is something that costs. I get that. And but we get it as part of our Adobe subscription with Adobe, not the technical communication one, the Adobe Creative Cloud subscription that we have, which gives you access to all these kind of web development tools. But they're great for working with things like S1000D, and quite why nobody has created an S1000D editing application around Dreamweaver is, you know, I guess there's an opportunity there that could be exploited, especially when it comes to creating things like style sheets and that kind of stuff. Anyone out there listening, go off there and create your tools. So those are the three tools that I use. But again, when I get asked this question, I always kind of go, you know, well, you know, before I start laughing at people and saying, you know, of course, I can fly to New York if I want to, which, by the way, I am doing in July for anybody who's out there. And, you know, we can fly to New York nice and comfortably on an aircraft in a nice seat, have a nice lunch, watch a nice film, or I can decide to row there myself if I want to row there. I can row there too, but why would I? You know, the reality is that I get the same outcome. I end up in New York, but it ends up in me being absolutely knackered and actually probably risking my life in doing that. Now, of course, I'm not suggesting for a moment that you're all risking your lives by using text editing tools. But let me tell you a little story. I was called into a major project where they were looking at using S1000D. They weren't looking at, they were using S1000D. And essentially what it was it was a branching off of a major platform into a smaller export version of the platform. And they carved out this little team of technical authors and project managers, and they were going to go off and they were going to produce S1000D data modules. And rather than actually just invest in the necessary tools, you know, the aircraft to fly them over to New York, what they thought was is they could row this journey themselves. And so they downloaded, at the time it was Notepad++, and they were all downloading and authoring in Notepad++. And fine, if you think that you can do it successfully and efficiently, then great, go do it. The problem is that when we went in to help them do the publishing process, what it is they then wanted to bring together all of those data modules that they'd painstakingly put together in Notepad++. They wanted to have somebody come in and publish the data for them. So back in my software days, I was called in and I went in and said, right, let's have a look at the content. Let's see what it is that you guys are trying to publish. And I said, look, let's just zip them up, zip all of your data modules up, put all of the illustrations in the same folder. I'll pull them into my CSDB that I was using at the time, and I'll publish you an IETP. The problem came is that moment that the professional tool looked at the XML, it was poorly formed. It was badly produced, and basic XML rules were not being followed. And unfortunately, the technical author, who is no longer with the organization, in fact, is now in a completely, completely different industry, was left looking rather red-faced and rather embarrassed, where he thought he was doing the right thing for the project. He thought he was saving the project some money, some investment dollars in some heavy-hitting tools. And the reality was is that the job he thought he was doing was not helping the project at all, because the project had to go off and have all of that data, all of those data modules reworked, and then they were validated against the schemas, and they were validated against business rules, and then they were brought into the CSDB and published. And that process, once they were all valid, worked exceptionally well. So I always ask the question, why do you feel it's necessary that rather than spending a couple of $1,000s on a heavy-hitting, more professional editing environment, do you feel like you're going to save a few quid in terms of budget, and you don't want to invest in those tools? I get that. I understand that often at the end of the, at the bottom of the budget barrel lies technical documentation and the tools that we might need to produce our content. But we have to be open, frank, and honest with our organizations that trying to cut corners, like using things like TextPad and Notepad++ to write our S1000D data modules, is crazy. It's absolutely crazy. And so when I get asked these questions, and it's, I've got another podcast coming up on the role of the CSDB, because I get asked again, time and time again, can we not just produce our data modules in something like Notepad++ or whatever, and we use a file system? I've got another great story of where a technical documentation department tried to do just that, and their documents were complete, or their data modules were completely rejected by the receiving party when they went to deliver it. But that's a podcast for another day. So so of course, you know, I just want to get a, in this podcast, I want to say, look, yes, you can use these tools, and these tools form part of every technical author's, any modern technical author's toolkit. You need to be able to access structure. You need to be able to look at these things. And but they should not replace the heavy hitting tools that are out there. And I say heavy hitting, and that's probably a little bit redolent. I don't want to, you know, say that these things are like a sledgehammer to a nut, because they're not. The heavy hitting, the professional tools do a job, and they do a job of guiding us in producing the right structure for a right scenario when we are producing our data modules. And they have a role to play, and they are fundamental in getting our S1000D data modules or any of our technical information that follows an XML schema or a DTD or anything along those lines, making sure that we get it right. And that's what these guys are doing when they're producing their applications that sit on top of things like FrameMaker or PTC Editor, or the guys at WebEx are doing. You know, these guys are guiding us to produce valid content so we can save the egg on face moments like our friend did when they asked me to come in and help publish their content. So I'd be interested to know what it is you guys are using in terms of text editors. I know that there's a whole raft of them out there. I'd also be interested to know, we're going to run a survey shortly on the text editors that are out there that are being used in our sector. You know, Notepad++ seems to be the tool of choice. And, you know, we, like I said, we use lots and lots of different ones. We are running a survey on our website. And what I would like to say is, anybody who is listening to our podcasts or reads our blogs or follows us on YouTube and all those kind of things, we have produced a survey asking you what it is you want us to focus on. And the early responses are saying you want us to do more software kind of tutorials. You want us to focus on articles. So we're going to publish this this podcast as a blog to s1000dworld.com. So make sure you're following along over there, because we've written about four or five blogs that we're going to post over the next few weeks. But I am really, really keen to hear from you what it is you want from us. And thank you, thank you, thank you to everybody who has taken the time to send in your comments to me personally, A, about what you like, what we're doing, and it seems that a lot of you want our Thursday thoughts back. So I think we might just do Thursday thoughts as a podcast. I think that would be a little bit more efficient. Anybody who knows about producing video and publishing video online, it's time consuming, it's hard work. And we could probably churn out more podcasts. We could probably churn out five podcasts to a 20-minute video But that doesn't mean to say that we're going to stop the video, because a lot of you are enjoying the video, so we're going to carry on with that. So please do go over to our website, and there'll be a little pop-up that says, do you want to share your thoughts with us? Please do. Please do send them in to us, because we are listening to you, what you want from us. And that's it. Download the app, download the TDW app, go to our store and search Tech Data World. Up will pop our app. We can't believe how many people have actually downloaded it and listened to my dulcet tones through the app, which is, we really, really appreciate it. We do have some new features coming your way on that. So do go in and make sure you share with all of your technical communication friends and colleagues and managers and all that stuff, because we're going to keep bringing you this kind of content. Anyway, let me know what text editors you use, and let's talk about text, baby.
Thank you for listening to the TDW podcast. Remember, you can keep your tech data skills current and relevant with a full TDIQ subscription. Visit www.techdataworld.com for more details. Be sure to follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube for your next Tech Data World update. Until next time.